Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are on the planet. I want to welcome you to the Digital World Publisher community. And I want to say thank you for putting in your name and your email. I'm so excited to have you here with me and our little family of wellness entrepreneurs who are ready to create impact, influence, and income with a book. I wanted to give you a little bit of a brief introduction to myself, who I am, and what the Digital World Publisher community is all about. I expect this audio to last about 15 minutes, so I hope that you can bear with me. Again, my name is Halana Black. I am an author. I am a book coach as well as a publisher. I work mainly with health professionals who are interested in writing a book. I also have some experience with doing internet marketing for health and wellness professionals, so supporting them in getting their websites up and also getting them seen and found on the internet. So why the interest in creating a community for wellness entrepreneurs who want to publish a book? Well, there are several reasons for that. I think that a lot of the work that is done within the self-publishing industry is not really tailored to people who are wellness professionals. Much of the information that you'll find about self-publishing online is about books that are fiction, so novels and things like that. Of course, there are some ways to be able to create books about wellness that are fiction. That's certainly valid. It's not one of my focuses or concentrations. My focus is on more of in the nonfiction arena. Sort of informational books. When I do a lot of the internet searching on Google about, the self-publishing industry, not only are they more focused on fiction books, but I also find that a lot of the information is more for people who are looking for a get-rich-quick scheme, usually something having to do with Amazon. So it's always, how to pump out a book in 3 days, how to do it in 7 days, how to do it in an hour, all of these different tools and things to be able to pump out a book really quickly. And I'm not saying that those things don't work. I'm more about working with people who have a deep, sincere message that they want to be able to get out into the world, particularly with wellness entrepreneurs. We are people who usually have gone through some sort of an illness, a condition, some sort of life transformation, and we want to be able to share that information with others because we don't want other people to have to suffer through whatever it is that we went through in our own lives. And so that viewpoint is really missing when you look at some of these self-publishing tools that are out there for business owners. So I don't do any of that get-rich-quick stuff. I'm more about helping people with writing quality books for people who are really looking for something that could help them to get through whatever it is that they're struggling with in life. Beyond that, I'm also really interested in helping to create books that better speak to the audiences that we're trying to get to. I work with both medical professionals, people who have MDs, people who are therapists, as well as people who are holistic practitioners. And, of course, holistic practitioners have a whole host of degrees and training. Of course, there are holistic practitioners who have PhDs and MDs and all types of other very advanced training. And then there's also holistic practitioners who have gone through shorter term trainings, and they're very well trained, and they're very smaller area of work. The challenge is helping both groups to be able to communicate with the audiences that they've chosen. Medical professionals, you know, the people who are PhDs, MDs, high-level therapists, things of that nature, often use a lot of language that they will only use with their peers. They don't know how to use lay language with people who are patients or clients, people who are just online looking for some basic information about whatever condition is ailing them, and they want it in language that they can understand. Holistic practitioners tend to be the opposite. As a holistic practitioner, depending on what your particular certification or background is in, I see a lot of language where, you know, if someone from the federal government were to find out, it may hurt your particular business. In some cases, it may lead to shutting down your business. I'm saying federal government, but it could also be state government as well. For example, I live in the state of Florida, and I was trained as a health coach. However, it's very, very difficult to be able to say that I do anything about help people with food or nutrition without also collaborating with a dietitian, you know, which is fine. But just the language that I use around the work that I do as a health coach is often a challenge. Just because I live in Florida. Well, where I was in New Jersey and also in Washington, D.C., the rules are less stringent. So that's, you know, just a few things that really make it necessary for there to be some information for wellness entrepreneurs, in particular on self-publishing. So I feel honored to be able to do this type of work. I feel good being able to help support you with supporting your people in finding the information that they need to live well. And it's a responsibility that I don't take lightly. So I thank you so much for taking the time to improve your skills, to improve your knowledge about what it is that you know about self-publishing. Congratulations to you. I wanted to give you a little bit of information about what you have here in your self-publishing toolkit. First we have your ebook. It's a 20-page ebook. It's called 28 Ways to Grow Your Wellness Business with a Book, written by myself. You can get direct access to that. You should have a link in your email. It's four different chapters where I go through the various parts of why it is that I think books are so important to the wellness industry, as well as the 28 different ways that you can grow your business with a book. Some of the things that I go through in this book are three myths blocking you from making more money with your book. There are certain beliefs that I find that a lot of medical professionals as well as holistic practitioners think when it comes to putting together information in a book or even in some other type of a resource for people to be able to gain access to. What else? We have why creating multiple offers from one book matters. I talk about something called multiple intelligences. My background is as an adult educator. And so when I learned about multiple intelligences or different ways that people are smart, there's seven to ten different ways that people can sort of express their own intelligence. And I talk about that and how that's connected to how creating various ways for you to be able to present your books to different types of people is just so important. A lot of us think that, you know, we can just do the book and that's it. But sometimes there's some people who like things in audio form. There are other people who like to do things, learn things in a group setting. So I just wanted to give you a little bit of a background on why I think using your book and putting it into other formats is very, very important. It's not just all about making money, even though, you know, making money is also great and it's important. Without the money, we're not able to do what it is that we love, and we are not able to give of ourselves freely. You know, if we have to depend on doing other types of work that is not in line with who we are, then that gets in the way of us getting out our message about good health and wellness and all those things that we love to talk about. So that's very, very important. Multiple intelligences when it comes to creating your book. I also talk about creating multiple streams of income, why multiple streams of income are so important. Even if you do have a regular daytime job, you know, nowadays, daytime jobs or a nighttime job, you know, you can be fired at any moment. You can be laid off at any moment. You know, the company could be bought out. All types of different things could happen. So creating these multiple streams of income with your book is just super important to you as an entrepreneur. So that if one thing doesn't work or, you know, or whatever, it's always great to be able to have multiple streams of income to be able to depend on for your lifestyle so that you can continue to do the work that you love to do. And then finally, I also talk about next steps. Now that you know about these 28 different ways of creating income from your book, what does that mean for you? How do you create a plan for you to be able to move from idea to actually moving forward with bringing your book to fruition? You know, so those are the four areas that I mostly talk about in the book. So basically, that's just a little bit about the book. I myself, I told you that I'm an author, a book coach, as well as a publisher. I wrote a book called Loving My Fibroids Away, a 10-day detox plan where I support other women who have uterine fibroids. I also work with people who, as a ghostwriter, I do marketing consulting as well as editing for other people's books. So I invite you to learn more about me. I invite you to learn more about Digital Well Publisher. Go ahead and click on the link for the book in your welcome email, and you'll be able to get access to that book. I also want to tell you I also have a podcast. You can download or subscribe to the podcast. If you're an iTunes listener in iTunes, you can go ahead into iTunes and you can subscribe and rate and review the podcast there. If you are an Android user, you can listen in Stitcher, STITCHER.com. There's also a link to Stitcher in your email. What else do I have for you? You'll also get access to my weekly newsletter. Of course, how could I forget the weekly newsletter? In the weekly newsletter, you'll get information about the podcast. Any special resources that I have from the podcast will be in the newsletter, so you'll be able to look at that, save the resources that are important to you. And also just get more information about what's going on within the self-publishing industry and health and wellness in general. So I'm really excited to have you on board as part of the Digital Well Publisher community. Welcome. Thank you so much again. If you are interested, I would love to talk with you about your book. I do something that's called an author jam session. During these jam sessions, we can sit down and we can talk about your book idea. Or if you've already written your book and you're not sure what to do next, we can talk about that as well. We sit down and we map out, you know, what it is that you plan to do, what are your goals. We map out your next steps, as well as go into what it is that you need to do first. That's very, very important. Your first few steps that you put into creating your book can really set you up for success. I know a lot of people, when they say they want to write a book, they go through a lot of periods of procrastination because they're either confused about the whole process of self-publishing or they're just afraid of it. So I want to knock down those walls for you. Go online to digitalwellpublisher.com and click on the link that says Work With Me, and I want you to schedule a call. You can schedule a call with me. 30 minutes will bring you all kinds of clarity that will get you moving on to your next step. So again, thank you so much. I'm so excited to have you here, and I'll see you in the next newsletter. Have a great day.